Hello, my name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, okay, great, awesome. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Diploma.
Okay.
Medical assisting diploma.
Oh, okay, so that's an associate degree, correct?
It's after high school. It's a different degree. They don't.
So it's like some college. Would that be correct?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I did that, and then I did some college, but I didn't complete college.
Oh, okay. Now, are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
White.
Awesome. Now, are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
All right. Now, as you may know, next month, November of 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you?
Well, I'm waiting for my absentee. I'm waiting for my absentee ballots. They haven't sent them yet.
So you're almost certain to vote then?
Yeah.
Do you plan to vote by mail, early in person, or on election day in person?
Mail.
Mail. Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 somewhat, 10 extremely motivated to vote.
8. That's how I was born when my dad was born.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5, neutral. And 0, very cold and unfavorable. Let me read the names, okay? If you don't recognize them, just let me know, okay? Now, what are your feelings about the Columbus City Council?
I don't pay any attention to those.
Okay. But
I'm voting on the issues.
Okay. But how do you feel about the city council? Do you have a favorable opinion of them? Neutral?
They don't care. Neutral.
Neutral, okay. What about Emmanuel Remy? Have you heard of him?
Don't know him.
Okay. Nick Bankston?
Don't know him.
Joseph Motil?
Don't know him.
What about Shannon Harding?
I've heard of it, but I don't know any better.
What about Louis Gill?
No.
What about Nancy Day Akauer?
No. Don't know.
Farhan Getty?
Don't know.
Adrian Hood?
Don't know.
Have you heard about Andrew Ginther?
Yes.
What is your opinion about him? Favorable or unfavorable? Or neutral?
I give them a 7.
A 7, okay. Next, I have some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather reelect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or would you rather elect new people to city council. So the
five.
Council, which one?
Five.
Would that be re-elect or elect new people for city council?
It would be neutral. Don't care.
Which one comes closest to your view?
I don't have a view. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So you don't care about if you would re-elect the city council or
nope.
New people?
Nope.
If you had to choose out of those two, which one comes closest to your view? If you had to choose one
way
of those
it is. Just re-elect them.
Re-elect them. If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motil or Andrew Ginther?
Ginther.
All right. And if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Dake-Akauer?
Neither.
Neither? So you'd be undecided. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
If I didn't know who they were, if there's a Democrat, I would vote for them. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
And since I don't know any of them, if there's a Democrat, I would be most likely to pick that.
What about if the elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankson? You can say you'll be undecided.
Undecided.
Okay. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District. And reads as follows.
I don't live in the Columbus City School District.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How would you vote on this one, though? If an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding...
I would vote no.
You would vote no. Okay. In politics today, you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republicans or the Democratic Party?
Democrat. Democrats.
Are you married? And married
yes.
with a partner? Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of
18? No.
Oh, great. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
2022?
Yes, last year.
Did you say before or after taxes?
Before taxes.
I have no idea.
You can give me a round figure if you like.
I would say, let's see, since 20,000 of it came from disability.
Okay.
75,
okay. Great. Thank you very much. That concludes the survey. I truly thank you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Who did you say you were taking the survey for?
The name of the company is Opinion Surveys. And we do these, I'm not even in Ohio. We do it from other states so that we don't influence your answers, okay?
I was just curious because... It didn't ask about the actual issues. It sounds like they're more worried about city council.
That's what it looks like. You're right. Yes, ma'am.
I live in Columbus. I live 50 feet outside of the school system I am in.
Oh,
okay. I'm 50 feet of Columbus. It's in my entire complex.
Okay.
So I'm in one little corner that Columbus didn't annex for whatever reason.
But you will be able to vote, correct?
Oh, yeah, but I vote in Hilliard.
Oh, okay, I see. All
which
right.
is where I live.
Okay.
But according to the taxes, they say I live in Columbus.
But
I'm in
the
Hilliard School District, so...
Oh, okay, I see, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Very confusing. Right.
It would be. Yes, ma'am.
Do you mind if I ask what state you are in?
I'm in California.
Southern?
No, Northern California.
Northern California?
In the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.